All right, so maybe you've heard of and or seen in theaters the new Tupac film all about his life. It's called All Eyes on Me. There's a pretty big lawsuit now regarding this film. Ralphie, tonight, it's not your typical lawsuit, though, especially considering it's a biopic. We'll find out more from attorney Jill Stanley, proofwithjillstanley.com. Check it in now to Ralphie tonight. Hi, Jill, how are you?
Great, Ralphie, how are you?
I'm well. All right, so a journalist has brought about this lawsuit. Try to break this down for me as best you can.
Kevin Powell is the journalist we're talking about. And what we're talking about are not recent articles. These are articles that were published back in 1994-95. So we are talking about old articles about Tupac, most when he was alive. I think there was one article in 96 after Tupac had passed. But these were articles in Vibe magazine about Tupac. Kevin Powell, when he was interviewing Tupac, had a massive access to Tupac and his story. And there was a big relationship between the two. They had a very good rapport. And Powell had access to stories that no one else did. It's about this one character, so to speak, a real person by the name of Haitian Jack. Haitian Jack, a big music executive, pretty influential in Tupac's life. Things got kind of messy between Haitian Jack and Tupac. When Powell was writing his stories, they, or he, came to the decision not to call Haitian Jack by his real name Jacques or Haitian Jack, but to make up a name. Powell was the one who made up the name Nigel. He's very clear in the lawsuit that Tupac had nothing to do with the choice of the name, but I do have information, I do have sources that have told me that Tupac did not want him named. He did not want to use the name Jacques. He did not want to use Haitian Jack, but he had nothing to do with this Nigel name. It's a real person, it's just a fake name.
Okay, gotcha. So now, because he had access to these stories that nobody else did, these stories lifted from his articles that were in Vibe, depicted in the biopic, he feels that he should get a cut of what this movie's making?
Lionsgate and the people involved in the movie have admitted that they've looked at these articles. It's just that the similarities between the articles and what we call the original work, that's what it's referred to in the lawsuit, and the infringing work, which is the movie, they're kind of too close for comfort. And so why did they not call Powell and say, hey, we really like your story. We really like kind of what you're telling here. We'd like to either use it and just say yes, we'll give you some credit, or we'll pay you for it. Lionsgate certainly has the money to pay him for it. But there were any number of ways that Lionsgate could have used the information from these articles legally without ever facing a copyright infringement claim. And that is where they find themselves right now. So it's really, Powell's not really just looking for money. He's looking at the principle of this. So interesting to me, Ralphie, is that when you look at the names on the IMDb of the cast list, this is so interesting to me. The character, which everyone agrees is Haitian Jack, it is this guy Jacques, but the character in the movie and on IMDb is called Nigel, which Powell made up.
So wow.
Haitian Jack Nigel. This is Powell's idea.
So does this guy got a? Does he have a case, Jill, or no?
There are certain things in the complaint that I think are a little less strong than this claim, but this claim and a few others of the claims, there are about 15 points where they point out the infringing work is just a little too similar to the original work. This Nigel point, I think this is solid. They're going to fight this one. This is going to be some interesting law we're going to see coming.
Does he want the movie pulled from theaters?
Yes, actually, that's one of the things he's asking for. He actually wants an injunction. He wants it out of the theaters immediately.
Is that going to happen or no?
That is not going to happen. I'm going to tell you for two reasons. Number one reason is, and I have good information on this, the makers of the movie, the producers, filmmakers, Lionsgate, no one's been served yet. There's a lot more that has to happen legally before that movie gets pulled. Also, this movie, despite the terrible reviews, because it does not, I think it's about 24% or something on Rotten Tomatoes.
Oh, boy.
And despite that we've had, you know, big names, Jada Pinkett Smith, 50 Cent, coming out and saying, this movie's not right, there's things I don't like about it. This movie is killing it in the box office. $27 million in its first weekend in national theaters. So this is a moneymaker. Nobody's pulling this movie that fast.
We'll see what happens with the lawsuit. Proofwithjillstanley.com. Attorney Jill Stanley, as always, appreciate the info.
Yes, thanks, Ralphie.